Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, welcome in. What a show already. Are you on a lather? Dan attacks Dom Giordano's show. Sylvester Stallone as the all-time bad actor. And, on the other hand, though, got to keep him around. He gets us a great guest, the Prime Minister of East Turkestan. Salih Hodayar is our guest, and he is in exile. He is in Washington, I believe, as we speak. Mr. Prime Minister, welcome to Philadelphia. Thank you very much for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Mr. Prime Minister, East Turkestan, is that in northwest China, or how would you describe where East Turkestan is?
East Turkestan would be precisely in what is the northwest of China. It was invaded and occupied by China in late 1949, and for the past 71 years, it's been under Chinese occupation. It's been colonized by China, and it is precisely where millions of people are locked up in concentration camps, where all the slave labor and forced organ harvesting and forced sterilizations are happening.
Yeah, I read some of the information, too, that your staff sent about the forced abortion, sterilization, etc. Do you have knowledge, is this where any major American corporations are having products made in these areas by the people that are in those prison concentration camps?
Yes, actually. There are over 80 major brands that, including Apple, Nike, and others that were connected, complicit in some part of the production of the specific goods that that we consume in these concentration camps, or using the slave labor of our people. We actually have a Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act that is currently stuck in the Senate. It was recently passed by the House, but it's been stuck in the Senate, and companies like Apple, Nike, Costco, and even Coca-Cola has been lobbying against it to weaken it.
So, stuck in the Senate, there's got to be particular people. Can you name names of the particular senators? Because I read in the materials sent that you were very praiseworthy of Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State. And we know that President Trump has moved on several fronts with the Communist Chinese Party. But when it's stuck in the Senate, is it McConnell who is suspect to me? I mean, who is it, do you think, that would hold up something that's common sense?
It is, unfortunately, it's the Senate Majority's Leader's Office that should be putting it on the schedule, and it still has not been put on the Senate schedule for the past several months, so unfortunately, it's his office that is partly responsible, at least.
You know, I'm so glad you came on to talk about that, because I always think it's suspect, and I don't know if you want to get into it, the connection with his wife's family business and that whole thing. And it's shameful when we have something like this going on, and you probably saw, you've lived it, you know, your life, that you're here in exile, that the communist Chinese propaganda put out this bulletin on Twitter, which is in the news a lot, Prime Minister, saying that the women in these camps are now liberated because they're not baby-making machines. And that gets back to what you said about sterilization, abortion, making those decisions. And yet Twitter doesn't seem to want to curb that or flag that as misinformation.
Yes, we did see that. We raised our concerns over this, and likewise other Uyghur groups, along with non-Uyghur groups and organizations and activists, did this. And after about 48 hours, we were able to pressure Twitter to flag the tweet and remove it. However, the Chinese government continues to use Twitter as a tool to spread its propaganda, and yet Twitter still has not removed or suspended their accounts.
Does Hong Kong help with this, because it puts it on the map in a way that a lot of Americans saw as real, since our media doesn't cover the except maybe Fox News and talk radio? As you know, they don't usually cover what's going on in these prison camps and how bad it is for a variety of reasons. Is Hong Kong very, that's what Hong Kong will become, I assume, if they have their way?
Yes, Hong Kong has provided, you know, a little bit of light on our issue, especially given that, you know, they promised the same things to us 71 years ago, the same thing that they promised to Hong Kong recently. When Hong Kong, back in 1997, was passed over or given back, or given rather not back, but given over to China in 1997, you know, the two systems. And ultimately, you know, they, like in the case of East Turkestan, we were promised autonomy, which never happened. China, it's only on paper, just like the two systems are only on paper. And Hong Kong is very well going into what's happening in East Turkestan. In fact, everything that happens in East Turkestan, in terms of, like, whether it's surveillance technology, whether it's a certain government policy, they test it first in East Turkestan to see the international community's reaction or the lack of action.
Right.
Or reaction. And then once they get that green light, once the international community is just concerned, because governments around the world, they have close economic ties with China, and so they can't do anything else besides just feel concerned.
We're talking with the Prime Minister of East Turkestan, the government in exile. Have you lived there, or have you been in the United States? You sound like you're in your 40s or late 30s.
I have actually, I was born in East Turkestan, and I came to the United States at a very young age.
Aha. Uh-huh. So how would you say, it seems from the material I have, that you think Pompeo and the Trump government tried to put this on the map. How is it going with the Biden administration coming in, do you think?
As far as the Biden administration, previously during the campaigns, they had raised the issue on saying that they would, you know, recognize it as a genocide, or that they recognized the atrocities as a genocide. It was not Biden himself, but rather the campaign. And after the election, they have failed to even comment on the issue. We've tried reaching out to them twice, failed to get a response. Many journalists tried to reach out to them and, you know, ask questions on what their position would be, and so far it's been silent. Some of the people that they have nominated for certain positions, have made statements in the past that helped China give that helped kind of China give the green light to China to, you know, start building these camps, especially Anthony Blinken, who is slated to be the next Secretary of State. In 2015, he had, praised, or I wouldn't say praised, but approved of China's efforts mm-hmm. to engage in so-called counterterrorism. And this is exactly what China says that it's conducting in East Turkestan, is that it's not conducting a genocide, it's conducting counterterrorism.
Oh, God. And, yeah. Well, listen, thank you so much. I'm very glad that we got contact with you, and we invite you back on a regular basis because you're the one conduit. It's very difficult for a local radio station to get into touch to someone with you, with your knowledge base. And again, I hope that exposure of this gets the U.S. Senate to adopt this. I think it's definitely worthy. It's only a first step. As you know, this is the most ruthless organization imaginable, the Chinese Communist Party. So we're on it. Thank you, sir, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.